Transportation officials announced they're taking the Malaspina off the winter schedule for a simple reason. The 56-year-old ship needs an estimated $16 million in steelwork, and the state says that's not in the budget. By January 10th, the ferry will be unmanned and tied up indefinitely. That means its systems are shut down, lines are drained, and the equipment is secured. There will be power on board. State Ferries spokesman Sam Dapsovich says that should help prevent damage.
We keep the vessel heated, and we make sure the humidity is controlled to protect equipment from rust.
Retired ferry workers say it's not the first time the ship has been taken out of service. In the early 90s, the state considered selling the Malaspina and tied it up in Auk Bay without power for a winter. But then she was needed in the spring, so they had to restart the ship.
It was laid up cold for a while, and when we got on board, the fuel system on the main engines was pretty much destroyed once we started running it again.
That's retired Marine Highway Engineer George Danner. He was in charge of maintenance on the Malaspina for most of the 90s. A few years later, the state decided to sideline the Malaspina again.
When we laid it up the second time, we knew what to do.
He says engineers convinced management to assign a crew to service the Malaspina while she was laid up in Ketchikan.
And therefore, we had the ability to maintain the engines. We would roll them over once a week. We'd start the generators.
There's no plan for that this time. Experts in maritime maintenance say it's not uncommon in the industry to temporarily shut down a ship that's not needed.
Essentially, you are putting it on the side, and you are not so much forgetting about it, but deferring any maintenance that's required on it.
David Satterwhite is a professor of marine engineering technology at Cal Maritime in Vallejo, California. But he says deferred maintenance has other costs in the long run. It's one thing if the vessel is at the end of its service life.
But if you're in a situation where someday you're going to put that back to work, or you're hoping to for a resale, then of course you're going to want to put the manpower into, at the very minimum, keeping lights on or having a regular crew that comes through and, you know, starts the boat up.
But then there are regulations. State ferries are inspected annually by the Coast Guard. The Malaspina's current certificate of inspection expires in February. Lieutenant Nicholas Capuzzi is the Coast Guard's Assistant Chief of Inspections in Juneau. He says if a ferry certificate lapses while it's out of service, a simple renewal won't be an option. That means if and when the ship's brought back into service, the Malaspina would need to apply for a fresh certificate.
Which is a deeper level of scrutiny. Includes stuff like operational tests of almost all the equipment on board. And also, depending on when the vessel was last out of the water for inspection, it could require the vessel to be dry docked before being returned to service.
The Malaspina was built in 1963 and is part of the original fleet of mainline ferries. Veterans like George Danner say the state shouldn't make hasty decisions about its dwindling fleet.
I've been on two or three ships in layup that all of a sudden something happens to another ship, and they want your ship back on the line now.
Danner says the state's already learned this lesson, or should have by now.
Go ahead, lay up the Mal, but put a crew on it so when you do need it, you at least have enough people there that know how to get it running and getting back in service.
It's not the first time in recent weeks that the state has decided to lay up a ferry rather than repair it. The ferry Leconte was abruptly taken out of service after the state balked at investing $4 million in steelwork for that ship. That's left Southeast communities with fewer ferries, or in some cases, no ferries at all. All this is going on after the Dunleavy administration commissioned a $250,000 study on reshaping the marine highway. That report by Anchorage firm Northern Economics was delivered to the transportation agency last month. The economic consultants were retained to work with the Dunleavy administration to identify potential reductions of the state's financial obligation and or liability to the ferries. In other words, it'll recommend which vessels to keep, sell, or scrap. However, those recommendations are still under wraps. Coast Alaska filed a records request for a copy of the study and was denied. State officials say the report remains in draft and its findings won't be public until mid-December. By then, the Malaspina will have already delivered its last load of passengers, vehicles, and freight. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.